This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Welcome to the WILO and Boone 1027 Party Line. It is a Wednesday, and Party Line is presented by our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, they stick it where the sun shines. Bjerk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. Freckles Graphics, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, and Clinton Carroll, Boone County Daily News.com, your free local online newspaper. You can also watch the telecast Party Line on HoosierlandTV.com, and that is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, TC Trailers, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Shoops Country Foods, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Freckles Graphics, Arborwood by Shoops, Welty Exteriors, and Newell Gas in Michigan Town. 765-659-3338 if you have questions or comments today. A couple of little business items we need to clear up before we get to our guest this morning who is in studio with us. I want to remind everybody that coming up this weekend on Saturday is Cookies with Santa. That's at Prairie Creek Park in downtown Frankfort. That's from 2 o'clock until 4. It's just $10, but you get a picture with Santa, cookie decorating, face painting, crafts, and more. So that's Cookies with Santa coming up this Saturday in downtown Frankfort. Also, the Angry Donkey in Michigan Town is having breakfast with Santa. It's their buffet. Now, the buffet is open to anyone. The children's part is going to be in the back room. So if you still want to come for a great buffet on Sunday, you can do that. And then the Christmas part of it is for the kids, and they'll do that in back. But they are taking reservations for that. If you're interested in the children's part, it's the buffet. They get a photo with Santa, fun activities and presents, but you do have to call for a reservation, 249-5344. And then also on Saturday, Cutler Small Shops Christmas Celebration. And so this is a one day, and when we talk to Tina, is she joining us this week?
Yeah, Friday.
Okay, so I won't talk too much about that, but I know that they are sold out on vendor booths, and Santa will be there as well. So, a lot of things to look forward to. And then, of course, I invite you to come and join me broadcasting live tomorrow for the Tour of Trees and Greenhouse Christmas at Wesley Manor. This was really cool last year. It was the first time I had been to one, and we have our tree up, and it was really neat, and it was a fun event. And not only do you have a chance to check out many, many trees, they're all over Wesley Manor. It's a neat walking tour, but then they also serve cookies and cocoa, and you get a chance to get your picture taken with Mr. and Mrs. Claus. They're doing a canned food drive as well. The food drive supports the Salvation Army. You can bring both canned items for humans, and you can bring items for pets as well. And the donations for the pets go to the Humane Society of Clinton County. And then those items let you vote for your favorite tree. Mm-hmm. And so I'll be broadcasting live 5 o'clock until 7 tomorrow night with our friends at Wesley Manor for the Tour of Trees. So looking forward to that as well.
Got the weather moving in, whether we like it or not. Snow, but high winds. That's
what I don't like, the high winds.
I like snow, but
a little snow. Don't get all carried away
Christmas
on me.
Time.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
We're gonna have a little bit of snow, but yeah, I mean, we're sitting here looking at snow coming in. Not a lot of accumulation, but it's going to be the high winds and the drop in the temperatures. The bottom, as you said in forecast, the bottom is going to drop out of the forecast. We're going to drop down to 11 tonight with -4 wind chills, but the snow squalls on the drive home. Everybody, just be careful.
Mel, you like it that cold?
You got a way of staying warm, dude.
I like winter.
Yeah, I do too, to an extent.
You know, I do. I like the four seasons. I admit that, but I don't like it when the wind, and I don't like it when it gets that cold.
I'd a whole lot rather see 0 than 100.
Really?
Yeah,
I would too. Boy sweat.
Hey, so do fat girls. We don't like to talk about it, but
no,
it's true.
I don't like that hot weather. It just ain't right.
Yeah, I'm not a fond. I'm not fond of that either. I'd rather take the cold. Well, I can layer. You can only strip down so far and still look good.
Yeah, that's true.
At some point, the police come get you.
Pretty much.
You may recognize that voice over there. Back by popular demand, one of our favorite guests, Melvin Litton from Travelers Point Distillery, is with us this morning. And we have a lot to talk about. You guys have been really busy.
Been working like a borrowed mule.
A what mule?
A borrowed mule. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If you borrow a mule, you can work him hard.
Uh-huh. Because then you can take it back.
That's right. Uh-huh. Yeah. See, she understands my proper use of the Queen's English.
There you go. Okay. Uh-huh. Well, I've just never heard that term. That one's a new one. And I thought I knew a lot of those.
You're still wet behind the ears.
A little bit. Uh-huh. All right. I'll give you that. Well, Melvin Litton from Travelers Point Distillery is our guest this morning. If you have questions, 659-3338. First, I thought this morning I would like, because I hear this when I'm over at the distillery, it's a constant battle. I hear people, what's the real difference between whiskey and bourbon?
All bourbon is whiskey. Not all whiskey is bourbon. It is a legal definition put forth by the federal government. Bourbon has to fit several different criteria that whiskey does not. Bourbon has to be a minimum of 51% corn in the grain mash. It has to be no additives. I can't add any sugars or anything like that to get alcohol. I have to extract all the sugars I work with out of the grain itself. It cannot be distilled then any higher than 160 proof. It has to go into a new, charred, American white oak barrel. It has to stay in that barrel for no less than 2 years. It has to enter the barrel at no higher than 124.9 proof. And when it's bottled, it has to be bottled at 80 proof or more.
That's a lot of requirements.
Whiskey, I could dump sugar in it, whatever you want to. You could put flavors in it. You could put cinnamon sticks in it. You can do whatever you want to. But it's that definition or designation by the federal government that separates the two. But if you look at my label, it does say bourbon whiskey. It just doesn't say bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
It says both. So that's the definition.
See, I think that a lot of people just don't know that there is really a difference.
So define for you and what you make the bourbon whiskey,
mm-hmm.
and then just your regular straight whiskey. I mean, is it just the difference of the sugar, the difference of the proof?
Well, the good example for that is our Solera product,
mm-hmm.
Which is a corn-based. I run 95% corn in the mash bill, which says right there it can never be corn. Or it can never be bourbon. And we don't add any sugar to it, but we use used barrels to age it in. Again, bourbon has to be in a new barrel every time. So when I buy a barrel, I get one use out of it unless I have another designation to put it into. So that's one of the big differences in how we go about it. The Solera is a great product. It's real light. It's made with corn and a little bit of malted oats. It's clean. It's crisp. It's got a real sweet flavor up front, which with 95% corn, it's going to have. Corn is the sweet part of a bourbon. That peppery bite in the back of your throat when you drink bourbon is generally the rye. Rye is a pepper or a spicy finish onto it. We also do a wheated bourbon, and instead of putting rye into it, we put wheat. And that makes it a much softer, easier drinking product. But that's the big differences in the way we approach it. We also use the clear part of that corn in the bar, and now that we sell it as well, obviously. We use it for making cocktails with. When you're looking for something, we use it instead of tequilas. A lot of times we use it instead of vodka, different things in different cocktails, because it's more of a neutral taste. So,
I was, of course, I follow you guys on Facebook and do whatever. I try and keep up with you guys when I can't be over there, because I'd come over a lot if I could, but I try and get over there as much as I can.
And so, we appreciate when you show up.
I know, and I love to hang out with you guys, but you guys have been hitting the road a lot lately. I just saw where you had attended a bourbon festival.
We were down at the fairgrounds over the weekend. I think there was probably close to 100 vendors there doing pour. It was a charity event sponsored by Big Red Liquors. Great day. We were there pouring from 1 to 3. There was probably 1,500 people came through. Great event, great exposure, great opportunity to talk with people. Give them a chance to taste their product, because, believe it or not, not everybody in the area knows we exist. We actually get people come in from Kirkland. Now, Kirkland's a massive area. Don't misunderstand me. But they still, people in Kirkland don't know that we're there.
I believe that. That is crazy to me.
Yeah, I just can't understand it.
Travelers Point Distillery, 400 West Madison Street in Kirkland.
It's real hard to get to. You go to the stoplight if you're coming south and turn left.
That's east.
That'd be to the east.
I said west. It's east.
If you're coming north, you come up to the stoplight and you turn to the right. That's the beauty of a one-stoplight town. It gives you all your directions based on one stoplight. No, you don't go to the second stoplight, because it don't exist. You go to the first stoplight, the only stoplight, and go east.
That you've been given orders, everybody.
Come on over. We'll be open Friday night at 4, Saturday at 2 in the afternoon. Have a little sup with us.
I want to know, every time I'm in there, there's somebody from out of town, though. So what do you think is the farthest that someone has come? Because, I mean,
And you can't count the eclipse.
Oh, you can't count that? I mean, there was people from all over.
Oh, I know.
From the eclipse.
It's interesting. We have a lot of people come in from Frankfort, obviously. We have a lot of people come in from Westfield. A huge following coming out of Zionsville. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
About that. A lot of people out of Zionsville. A lot of people coming up from Indianapolis. I have some people that come in pretty regular from down around Greenwood and all. I have one gentleman that he drives in from Cleveland, Ohio, about once a quarter. I love to see him come, because he brings cash. No credit card for him. No. He brings a pocket full of cash.
That's because he doesn't want his wife to trace it.
And it's my job to see how much of that cash I can take out of his pocket. But no, he's a good friend, and he comes over, gotten to be a good friend anyway. He comes over about once a quarter, spends a few hundred dollars with us, and goes home, enjoys it. Great people. So we've had people from Illinois stop in. They get on the websites or what's going on area things, spot that we're there, and go, in Kirkland? And we go, yeah, we're right here in Kirkland. And so we have people driving through, going to Chicago that have stopped in. We have people from a little bit everywhere coming in.
I think the other day when I was there, that dude was from Fort Wayne, wasn't he?
What's that now?
When I was there the other day, I think that kid was from Fort Wayne.
Yes.
I mean, it really is. Every time I've been there, there's been somebody new come in and stumble on the Traveler's Point Distillery there, and they'll try a little flight, which is always fun to watch people try a little flight.
It is fun to watch them taste it. It's kind of entertaining. We set it up, you start off and you give them this and work them up through to the end, different products, and we have a little brief description on each one as we put it in front of them. And I hate to say this, but sometimes people taste everything you tell them they're going to taste. So I'm not sure they always taste it, but they're going to tell you that they do, because you told them it was in there.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying I'd do anything.
Right, right.
Power of suggestion.
I'm as innocent as a pure driven snow.
We know better.
It's the power of suggestion.
No, but it's fun to watch people's reaction. As I tell people, don't pay attention to what people say. Pay attention to their eyes when they're tasting. You will know what they think of the product by the way their eyes react. And we've been very fortunate. Everybody, we've got a few that say, oh, this ain't very good. And I go, you know, you may be right. It may not be for you going home. But most people have liked the product. We're an anomaly in the industry right now for small distilleries in that we do not buy somebody else's product and put it in a bottle and call it ours. Every drop of what we sell, we make. We've been playing here of late. We're making some heirloom grain corns. We're using some Jimmy Red corn, some Oaxacan green corn, Boone County white corn, some Peruvian purple on the barrel. We just wrote the purple one. Caleb Michalki over at Sugar Creek Malt House is working with us on that. He's raising these open pollinated heirloom, whatever you want to term you want to call for them, old varieties of corn. And it's amazing the difference in the nose and the palate on. We did some last year, and they're not aged and ready yet, they're far enough along to where you can tell what they're going to be. And they're going to be interesting. They're going to be tasty. There's going to be people that are going to love them, and there's going to be people that hate them. But it's a totally different, just based on the sugars coming out of the corn and how you can get it converted. Our next big thing is we'll start making after the first of the year. We're going to do a malted product. In America, we can't call it scotch. We have to call it a malt whiskey. So we're going to start making a malt whiskey. And then the next thing on the docket will be making a true rye. I want to do a rye whiskey. So we're getting there. I've got over 900 barrels aging now.
What's the average timeline for, I mean, as you said, you know, bourbons are 2 years at least.
Uh-huh.
But what's your timeline on the different
whiskeys are on a timeline. Mm-hmm. It's whenever it tastes right. Bourbon, the timeline is a 2 year print. It has to be called bourbon. In reality, you want it over four. And that's where we are now with most of our product is over 4 years. I think our wheat turns four in January. And time in a barrel, kind of like that old song, time in a bottle. Time in a barrel, there's nothing to replace that. You can try to accelerate it. You can do all that kind of stuff. But in reality, there is nothing replaces time. Hot days, cold days, cool nights, warm days. The more I can make it flex, swell, go into the wood, get cold, come out of the wood. Every time it goes into the wood and comes out, it carries flavors with it. And it just, the maturation process, I tell people spring and fall are the two big seasons because that's when we have the biggest range of temperatures. You know, you'll have that 80-degree day, and then you'll have a 40-degree night. And that makes it move in and out. And you can always tell when it's moving a lot by walking in the rack house. If you walk in the rack house and it's not very, the smell is not prevalent of bourbon. I mean, it's there, but it's just not real prevalent. You know that it's pretty stable in the barrel. You walk in these times changes, or temperature changes, and the smell just goes, it just grows. And you walk in the door and you go, whoa, man, this is pleasant. This is what life should be. And so it's interesting how that works.
I love walking in the rack house.
Rack house is neat. The smell in there is just, on those days, there's nothing smells better than bourbon. I love to cook with it. You know, I drink some of it, not a huge amount like everybody probably thinks I do. But the smell of it, it's just nice. It's pleasant. Bourbon's all about conversation.
I agree with that.
You know, everybody thinks it's about getting inebriated, and that ain't no fun. It gives you a headache. It's all about conversation, visiting with people, laughter. Especially this time of year, everybody needs something to laugh about. You know, Christmas time's tough. It's hard on people. It's supposed to be a joyous time, but it's a lot of times it's hard on people. And a little good little sup in there on occasion ain't gonna hurt nothing on that count.
Melvin Litton with Travelers Point Distillery is our guest on Party Line this morning. And you brought it up, so I want to touch on that just a little bit because I was noticing the pie that your wife made. And you had mentioned, okay, so tell us about the pie with the bourbon and then the peanut brittle with the bourbon.
We like to cook. You can look at me and tell that I like to eat. And if you like to eat, you generally like to cook. And my wife is a very good cook. I ain't bad, but she's very good, especially when it comes to baking stuff. She's meticulous in measuring stuff, so it's a little different with her doing stuff because she can do things twice the same way. But this pie she made up, it's a bourbon chocolate pecan pie.
Oh, my God.
And it's...
just sounds phenomenal.
Well, it's a little rich. You really need a glass of bourbon to go with it to cut that richness out of your mouth. But it tastes good. It eats right where you hold it. And it's a right pretty looking pie.
Oh, it was beautiful.
And she likes to make her own crust and all, too. So it works out pretty good. So we did that. And then we make peanut brittle every year. Peanut brittle is a real complicated process. You can make it in about 6 minutes in the microwave. And so what we do is when we make it, we pour a little bourbon into that, too. And it's pretty tasty peanut brittle. Did you have some of that there?
I haven't had the peanut brittle.
Oh, we'll have to get a mess of it made up for you. And then it's time of year now to make some bourbon balls. And let's see, do some candied bacon with some bourbon on them. Bourbon's good for everything.
See, yeah.
Even down the last brisket I smoked. I smoked that rascal for about 9 hours. Then I put it into a steamer pan, poured about 2 cups of bourbon on top of it, covered it up, put it back in the smoker for another 4 hours. Oh, now that was just delightful. It was delightful. I mean, taking out that bourbon... just did a nice job on it. But people forget that the alcohol helps to break down the fibers, so it actually makes meats more tender. That's why if you use wine and different things in your meat cooking, it's always more tender because the alcohol helps to break the fibers down. But it works out pretty good.
And the bourbon brings the sweetness out.
Bourbon brings the sweetness. Everybody thinks it brings that burn.
No.
But it doesn't. It's the sweetness of the bourbon. Once you cook it, you've taken all the alcohol out of it.
Yeah.
But it's that sweetness of that corn coming out of the bourbon that gives it that flavor and brings it to the forefront.
When you talked about the white oak barrels.
Mm-hmm.
Do you always use white oak, or because you're doing that, drawing that flavor from the barrel as it ages, do you use other woods for certain flavors, or is everything white oak?
According to the TTB, which is a governing agency, it has to be white oak. And there are several reasons for that. If you try to use a red oak barrel, first off, the tannins in it are much stronger. And second off, red oak is an open grain wood. You can take a little piece of red oak and make a straw out of it. You can literally drink through the red oak because of the open fiber. So if I filled a barrel with red oak today, it'd be empty tomorrow. It'll never seal. White oak is a closed grain wood. You could possibly use a maple. I don't know that I want those flavors in it. You know, that's kind of like Tennessee whiskey. You know why you can't call Tennessee whiskey bourbon? It's because when they distill it, they, quote, mellow it. through maple charcoal before it goes into the barrel. That's the only difference, is they pour it through charcoal made from maple and put it into the barrel. That's the difference in the two.
Well, we're here at the holidays, so I want to remind folks that they can come out and visit. You do have a little store there. There's lots of great things that you can get as far as gifts that you can take with you. I don't want to mention some of the things I got recently because that person might be listening, but you can get gifts for the holidays there. But you have great gifts. There's glasses out there and sweatshirts and T-shirts and barrel lids and, I mean, just all kinds of things out there. If you're looking for a great, unique...
Yeah, thinking about barrel lids, there was supposed to be one right up there in that corner. But when I come back in here,
she
was supposed to be on the wall.
Yeah, she won't let it out of her office. That's why.
Yeah, that was brought in here to make this a Traveler's Point room.
We've tried to get it out of the office. She has it in her office. She will not let it up. She will not give it up.
It goes right up there with one of my prized possessions. It is one of my prized possessions.
Now, we have a lot of, I won't say a lot, we've got some nice glassware, some other types of swag. One of the things that we're doing right now is I barreled a bunch of liquor up in 10-gallon barrels. Now, 10-gallon barrels are expensive. They're more expensive than a 53-gallon barrel. It cost me five times as much to age in a 10-gallon as opposed to a 53-gallon barrel. But what it does is it ages much faster because you have more surface contact in the 10-gallon barrel as opposed to the 53-gallon barrel. So that 2 years in that 10-gallon barrel, I don't know exactly how many years it would equate to in a big barrel, but it's somewhere around 6 years. So it's a much mellower product in the end. And it also brings out a different set of notes in the bourbon itself. So I actually have some of those barrels that I am selling it to people by the barrel. No, you can't take the barrel home full. It has to be put into a bottle, and we'll bottle it all up for you. If you got a question on that, you can call me at the distillery, and we'll talk about it. But it makes a great stocking stuffer. Mm-hmm. There is something about waking up on Christmas morning and looking and go, holy macaroni. There's a whole big mess of bourbon in here. It is going to be a good Christmas after all. And, you know, old Santa Claus, I knowed him one time, I met him, and he said if people would quit putting milk out, because he's lactose intolerant, if they'd put him out a mess of bourbon, especially Traveler's Point bourbon, sitting there beside his cookies, he'd be a whole lot happier going to the next place.
He'd be a whole lot warmer, too.
Yeah, it gets cold in that sled, I guess.
Absolutely. Well, tell everybody when they can come and visit you at the tasting room as well, because if you have not been to the tasting room yet, it is just the most quaint, relaxing, inviting. I don't know how you guys did it, but it is just like walking in there. I walk in and I'm just like, I can just take a breath, and it's so relaxing to be there.
Well, you know.
And that's before I've had a drink. So imagine when you get a drink in you.
People worry about pretenses and putting on airs, as we used to call it. We don't do that. We've got this little building. It was built in the 1870s. And if you look at it in the doors, you'll notice that it leans to the east 3 inches. It's solid. It ain't going to fall down. And we set it up to be comfortable. I like sitting there on a Friday night and Saturday night and talking with people, believe it or not. And you may come in, but I can guarantee you the first thing through the door, somebody's going to talk to you. Most of the time, somebody's going to talk to you during the course of the evening. Now, if you're trying to hide and you don't want people to know your name, you may not want to come see me.
There are some tables in the corner.
There are some tables in the corner, and if you go over and sit and hide your face, we probably ain't going to bother you. But otherwise, somebody will talk to you before the evening's over about life. But we're open on Fridays from 4 o'clock in the afternoon till 9 o'clock at night. Sometimes it can get a few minutes after 9, And then on Saturday, we're open from 2 o'clock until 9 o'clock. Sometimes it gets a little crowded. Most of the time, no, it's kind of pleasant. And we don't have a lot of loud racket going on in the background. I'm old. I don't hear well, so I don't need a whole lot of that, or I can't hear nothing. So, yeah, stop on by and visit and see if you like what's going on. So, but I will give you a hint for the first time here. Things may be changing come spring. There may be a new place.
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes, with more room in it. Easier access. You don't have to drive that half mile or quarter of a mile down that side street. You may be able just to park right on Main Street and come in and get you a sup. So just remember that. I hope I ain't out of line telling nobody that, but I'd be prepared. More news later.
Oh, that means we're going to have you back to tell us when things happen.
Yeah.
Oh, look at him. Leaving us with a cliffhanger.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I love it when you come in.
Melvin Litton, Travelers Point Distillery. Go check him out, 400 East Madison Street in Kirkland. Just turn east at the stoplight. Great little building just at the edge of town there. And great people, great fun, great bourbon, great place to hang out.
Well, thank you, lovely ladies, for having me back again. I always enjoy coming in and visiting with you folks. It's kind of a highlight of my month or year, whatever it is, between times. I appreciate Cindy. She's been with us when we did the Eclipse Party, which was a great success. 240 people or so showed up. She came down and broadcast when we had our, when we released our four-year-old product. We had a great day that day as well. And part of that bourbon thing, it's a friendship you develop. Communications that open up. And these ladies have become friends now. They're not just people we deal with for other things. That's what like makes life worth it.
Yeah.
Makes it enjoyable. We have a good time.
We do have a good time.
We do too. Thank you.
We appreciate you folks. We love you over there. You guys do a great job, and it's fun to hang out with you guys. So go check out Travelers Point Distillery if you haven't been there yet. You're missing out, and now is a great time. The holiday season is a great time to get over there and just jingle and mingle at Travelers Point Distillery.
Yeah, you might meet some interesting people.
I'm sure. I am sure of that.
it's a wide spectrum of the American population.
That is true.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, doctors. We try to keep lawyers out, but there's a few lawyers sneak in. Radio personalities.
Yeah, they're the worst.
They're above that. We do keep out tax accountants.
That's fair.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
All right, it's time for us to take a break. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.